Want to get phone calls and ticket texts on restaurant red flags. I went to a place on Friday night, and I thought, they're not going to make it. Got there on a Friday night. They had a bunch of tables, red flag in an area where you need a reservation. That's kind of the public telling you, we're not beating down the door to get a seat at this place. Then we sit down. It's happy hour, right? Because it's still within that window, 5:30. And I'm thinking, well, happy hour at most places, you get half off apps and drinks. Their happy hour drink menu was 25% off wine, a $17 cocktail, and a $10 mocktail. That's happy hour. Red flag.
Mm-hmm.
You order your food. John, it was a sirloin steak, but it's not cooked the way you want, and it's not portioned well for the price. I mean, they have a $24 burger on the menu. So if I'm getting small portions, premium prices, nobody's breaking down the door to get in this place, I don't know that you're going to last. Restaurant red flags, 248-539-9797. And the ultimate red flag, we were hungry when we left the restaurant. You go out to dinner on a Friday night, you should not be hungry when you're leaving the restaurant.
No. I mean, they should at least load you up on bread.
You had to pay for the bread, John. Is that a red flag?
Yes. I'm out.
Was it like fancy bread?
Oh, yeah. It was like they did like shaved cheese on top of garlic bread and all this stuff. But still, John, it floors you that you'd pay for bread?
Yes. That should be something that if you sit down, they just put in front of you bread and a slab of butter.
There's a ton of like Mexican restaurants where you have to pay for chips and salsa.
Out. I'm out.
Restaurant red flags.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Heather, you're thinking.
We paid for bread on Friday.
It's more common now.
And we skipped the app. That was our app.
Yeah. Well, that was our app, this garlic bread.
We do have a suggestion for a new segment. Oh, a one-off.
Oh, boy.
Time for a new segment. What cut of meat is it? And it's where I just show you a picture of a random steak, and you have to say what cut of meat it is.
Show me a picture.
I was actually looking for that, but they all have
what
like
what animal
the name
it came
on
from.
It.
Yeah. If well, you showed me a piece of meat,
this might be one that
but
I need
I would
to prepare
have no idea.
Ahead of time.
I might prepare
like
ahead of time.
I could tell you what a ribeye looks like from getting a ribeye at the butcher shop. I could tell you what a New York strip looks like. I could tell you what a lot of a tenderloin looks like.
Just,
I do better
just
at this
by
than
looking
you
at
think.
The picture.
Yes,
okay.
I think all I do a lot better than people realize at this.
We'll see.
Costa can't order a steak correctly, doesn't wash his feet, drives a fake car. He's a walking red flag, James in Toledo. Again, the assignment was restaurant red flags, not Jim Costa red flags.
So, I mean, that might be the flag that he's actually flying from his car now.
A red wing red flag?
It's a red ring red flag.
Hey, so real quick, how about this one? Are you guys shrimp eaters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
If I order shrimp and they're not big shrimp, that's a huge red flag.
Like they're the little one.
Yeah. That
it depends
is huge.
On the appetizer.
You on shrimp.
If it's a shrimp cocktail, then the shrimp are supposed to be big. But if it's like if it's sautéed in like a little tempura with a little spicy sauce on it, then it comes down to the amount of shrimp that you get.
See, I think like if you're going to get like fried shrimp and then it comes and there's 18 of the small ones, no, they need to be the big 6
jumbo.
Or 12 of the jumbos, beer battered. Big red flag if you don't do that.
Let's get to Hunter and Wayne. Hunter, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, guys, so when you can sit at your dinner thinking you're enjoying it peacefully, but you hear the owner of the establishment yelling at the staff about how they're not managing the floor properly, and there's nothing going wrong. Like managing the floor properly could be when he walks by and readjusts your drink at your own seat because he doesn't like it where you're sitting at. It's weird, off-putting.
Belittling your staff, micromanaging your staff. Red flag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Yeah. Another red flag
Thanks,
Hunter.
When you have, like, there's a fine line between, like, dishes that need to be cleared versus dishes that you're still planning to eat a little bit off of. When they come and they instantly just start grabbing dishes, like, that to me is a bit of a red flag because the kids may have not finished their, you know, they may not be a part of the clean plate club. Doesn't mean that plate still can't be cleaned.
Pros and cons, because it is nice to have some of your plates cleared away that you're not sitting in front of, you know.
Sure.
So I guess maybe an ask, hey, are you finished with that?
Yes, that's all
before
I'm looking for. Yes,
they
yeah,
grab
then
the
I could
plate.
Say, no, I'm still working on that.
Ethan in Garden City, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, my red flag is like when you have to seat yourself at restaurants, you know?
You know,
I don't
like
mind.
The freedom of being able to choose your table?
Yeah, like, I'd rather, like, have a waiter come up, you know, give me my seat, you know, instead of, like, having to get it myself, you know? I just feel like it's good service.
The good thing about that is then they know you're seated, and then you get your service promptly. Right. If you seat yourself, they might not see you, and you may be waiting a little longer. I could get that
part of it.
But it doesn't bother me to seat myself.
No, but I can see maybe it's more an elevated experience when somebody's taking you. I don't mind picking my own seat because sometimes they actually ask the hostess, hey, you know what? I don't want a tall top or a high top because a booth with kids to me is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind picking my own seat.
A booth?
A booth with kids is a nightmare.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You put the kids in the inside and you sit there and you lock them in?
No, because they want to stand up on it and bounce on it. It's all padded. No, you want a chair they can't move in.
Oh, yes, but then they're getting up all the time.
No, not mine.
Oh.
They stay.
I like to lock Teddy in.
Says, there's a restaurant in Rochester Hills that charges for butter. Red flag.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Yeah, charge for butter?
Wow. What's the charge?
Yeah, how much is it? 50 cents? Like, what's butter running?
I don't know. I've never even heard of that.
Restaurant red flag, huge menus. If they make everything, they don't make anything well. Signed, Chris.
That's true. I like that one.
I disagree. You go to the Cheesecake Factory. They've got a huge menu.
It's true.
Even before you get to dessert. And I have never had a bad meal. I like having options.
Okay. Red flag is ordering a burger. They don't ask you how you want it cooked.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes.
That's an obvious one.
I got one. Yeah. Speaking of the burger cooked, we went to a restaurant once and Colin ordered a burger, wanted to order how it was cooked, and she wouldn't take the medium rare, whatever his order was.
Yeah.
She said, pink or no pink? That was a huge red flag, and we almost left. Colin's like, what am I going to get? Is it going to be pink or is it not going to be pink?
Yeah.
What is
pink.
It?
You're not going to want it
well
done.
Some places, especially
that was the only option. Pink
when ordering
or no pink.
A burger will not let you order it rare. And I've had that happen where I'm like, I'm going to need some extra time because I'm not ordering this.
Yeah.
Any ketchup other than Heinz is a red flag. Brian in Grosse Pointe.
Heather, you're our ketchup expert.
Yeah, but you never really know what's inside of that Heinz ketchup bottle.
Oh,
it could be fancy ketchup. Sure, you don't know what's in there.
It's an illusion.
Yeah.
Test first.
Dan in Auburn Hills, what's up?
I just wanted to, my experience was I'd ordered a steak medium rare, like a king, and they brought it out medium well, so I tried to send it back, get a new one. And then the server tried to explain to me how a pink steak was medium rare, which is actually incorrect because a pink steak is medium well. And then she had also first come up to this table and said she wanted to make sure how I knew that I knew how they did things there, like I didn't belong in her midst. So that was my experience.
Yeah.
Oh, an arrogant server. Yes.
Well, when you really think about it, this is the proper way to eat the food. No, I ordered it a certain way.
Customer's always right.
Chris and Ypsilanti, what's up? You're on 97.1.
Hey, my red flag is underdeveloped drink programs. So I'm a huge cocktail snob. Like, it was like our COVID hobby. And whenever we go to a nice restaurant, the first thing my wife and I are doing is we're going through the cocktail menu and we're looking for things that are interesting. And if all I'm seeing are like flavored margaritas and espresso martinis, red flag. If they aren't using freshly squeezed citrus and they're still charging $15 for that daiquiri, red flag. If I have to teach you, the bartender, how to make a classic cocktail like a Manhattan, then red flag. And if they're not thinking about their drink programs, they're probably not thinking about their food program. So I'm probably not going to stay very long.
It's got a very thorough process here. Vetting through the drink menu.
Yeah.
Texter says, Heather is an amateur. Kids in the booth is a gold mine.
Yes. Not my kids.
Hey, Heather, how about you control your kids in the restaurant?
I do. That's why I don't sit in a booth. They sit perfectly still in a chair.
Agree with John. If I have kids, we will wait for a booth. Block them in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, never.
Mm-hmm.